Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Steve, George. How are you?
Oh, hi, Steve. How are you?
Very good, very good.
Sounds like, well, there's like a jet in the background or something somewhere.
No.
Well, I don't know if it's you. There could be other people on the call. Who else is there right now?
Hi, George. It's Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. And someone else said,
Noni.
Oh, hi, Noni. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
And you're calling from the UK today, I think, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, wonderful. How are you doing in the...
I hope I'm not making a noise.
You know, sometimes I've noticed your phone is one of the noisiest ones, but it sounds okay right now. How are you doing, Noni, by the way, with the program?
Yes, quite well.
Oh, good. I know it's a hard question, but I also know that what we're doing right now, this is week 8, and we're starting our recording now for week 8, and I thought about, you know, why did I make it so many teleseminars? You know, 12 weeks is a long time, and I knew that we were handling an energy in the sense that the whole entire 12 weeks is based on one single intention. And I can't say that I really thought about it in the normal way of, you know, making a plan and thinking about it, but I believe that the program emerged from some deeper place inside of me, or perhaps it was due to other forces outside of me, like archangels or some divine forces that may work with me because I have the intention of doing this kind of work. Whatever it was, it felt like very clear that the entire 12 weeks was a body of work that was totally and completely my job to focus the energy on this single intention of helping people who are already writing down their goals and dreams, which puts you in a category, whether you're on the call today or whether you're listening, and you are doing that. It's something that you need help with because you're in a very rare group of people. There are, of all the people in the world, the amount of people who are able to focus and concentrate their mind even enough to have goals and dreams written down, or whatever you call them, you know, your heart's desire or your wishes. This is something that you're kind of pioneering or getting out there into a territory or a land, if you will, of the imagination, an inner world, which so much of the external world now is going to the inside anyways, meaning like if you think about, you know, the internet, or you think about so many things that we do, even watching television, or these things are actually happening more on the inside than on the outside. Whereas in the recent past, perhaps people were more involved with things on the outside. And so we're venturing and adventuring into new territory and being on the, if you would, think of yourself as being on the cutting edge or on some sort of a frontier, a new frontier. You know, 2012, the year 2012 is coming, and supposedly, according to the Mayan calendar, it's not really the end of the world as we know it, but it is the end of the world as we know it and the beginning of a new world. And it may very well be that this sort of focus on the inner and this pioneering that we're doing is like we're already in that new world where the outer world is considered more as an illusion, and the inner world and the experiences that happen on the inner planes and the inner dimensions are becoming more real, and at the same time they're very new. And so some of the experiences that you might be having or that I'm having in your life in relationship to this program, in relationship to working with the me and the group energy and the materials, and of course, for everyone as well, it's not just what particular thing or person or group or whatever you're working with, but people are usually working with a lot of things at once, and so it can also become, well, exciting, confusing. There can be a lot of emotions, a lot of experiences, a lot of feelings, a lot of manifestations that are how could I say, unusual, different, new, all the kinds of things that you would expect when you're pioneering and venturing out in a new territory. And so this is where I felt almost responsible in that providing a kind of help or guidance by myself going further ahead, further out on the frontier of exploring, not only doing the Life Transformation System Z and the Clear Talk, which already was pushing the boundaries of doing this mind power stuff more concisely, more scientifically, if you will, putting it down into a system that brings together so many different things that people are learning about and studying in this field of mind power, but that we would then go and do this advanced module and take our time, which is why we're taking the 12 weeks, because what I recognize is that it wouldn't take me very long to intellectually convey the idea of working with collective thoughts and collective thought forms, but I felt that it would take a much longer period of time to do that right, to do that in such a way that everyone who's participating, whether you're participating live or whether you're listening to the recordings now or sometime in the future from when, you know, in 2008 here where we've actually done the recordings, even people listening years from now, if that occurs, may get benefit from understanding that and taking the time to work through the 12 weeks. It's not really about the information. It's what the information stimulates in the internal changes that happen inside of you. So when you have your goals and dreams, or you're doing manifesting, or you're creating your own reality, or whatever you want to call it, the most fundamental and important thing to, how shall I say, consider in your process, which I have asked people to do last week, week 7, and for us to follow up on that again today, and then we'll later on in the teleseminar today, we'll move into the even more intense territory of handling negative thoughts. But before we get there, I want to continue pointing out that in the process of manifesting what you want or creating your own reality or whatever words you use to describe doing something, whatever it is, some exercise, some kind of a thing that gets you in such a way that things are showing up on the outside that are in alignment to your wishes or what you have imagined. And what's really happening, which I'm sure you all know this, but it's very important as we pause in week 7 and week 8 to look at the process, to just relax about, you know, where am I in this process? What is happening to me? It's very important to realize that the most profound thing that's happening is one of the things that's the hardest to see and experience, and that is that you and I are changing on the inside in direct proportion to the amount of, let's say, effort or work or participation in following the guidances of working with your collective thoughts. And to amplify, boost, and magnify your results with your manifesting scripts. And even, you know, if somebody listened to our talk today, like just tuned in and didn't know anything about any manifesting, they might wonder, what are we even talking about? So that's part of the process as well as the inner change that you're going through that I want to point out and have you just notice. This is what my intention was in terms of stopping and pausing to look at the process that you're personally in, and here we are, you know, together looking at the process that we're sharing in as a group. And so this is another one of the things to look at, is that you're changing on the inside, but also you're involved in a process that's, like I said, very cutting edge or advanced or out there on the frontier of something new. That if the most people in the general public listened to this teleseminar, it would be as if we were speaking in a different language. And I think that when you or I get involved, when someone gets involved with something new like this, you often do it because there's a tremendous passion. There's a burning desire. There's some kind of an urging from within you, be that there's something that you, you know about or are familiar with or feel, you know, that you can do it or it really works or it's really true, you know, that you can make your dreams come true and you just want to know more and you want to find the way to do it. And it's almost as if it's already inside of you and you're working, you're doing these things, you're, you know, signing up for these programs, you're listening, you're involved with doing something. And yet it's important to remember that you're involved with doing something that's uncommon and unusual and, let's say, Aquarian or innovative. It doesn't mean that it's not right to be doing it. It just means that it's part of the landscape. It's part of the territory is to understand that we're involved with something new. It's like we're pioneering something. When you go on a trip, for example, when you travel, this might be something that you can relate to, and you're in a new place, the experience of being in a new place can often be enjoyable, exciting. You learn so much from traveling. I've heard people who are great travelers say that one of the greatest educations they ever get or got in their life was through their travels. And so here we are traveling in this new territory, and things like negative thoughts or focusing and concentrating your mind, and not just focusing and concentrating your mind, but doing it in a new way. You see, people focus and concentrate their mind all the time. If you engage in almost any activity throughout your day, you're focusing and concentrating your mind. It requires that you focus and concentrate your mind to, you know, prepare a meal or plan a trip. Like if you're going to go online and book a flight, or you're going to get into your car and put the key in, and anything. There's so many things that it involves a natural focus and concentration that we're involved in, let alone if you read a book or study at school or cook, just anything. You can see what I'm saying involves focusing and concentrating your mind. But when you go about focusing and concentrating your mind simply for the purpose of focusing and concentrating your mind, which is what the ancient masters have said is the one thing that brings all other things, the one success, meaning that if you can succeed to focus and concentrate your mind, you can succeed at all other things in life. So as far as looking at the process that we're in right now, I want to remind you that because you're focusing and concentrating your mind and you're involved with something here that is very much about simply focusing and concentrating your mind for the purpose of experiencing the benefits of focusing and concentrating your mind, it's not necessarily only about manifesting what you want or getting your dreams and goals to come true. That is, in a way, a side effect of doing two things at once, focusing and concentrating your mind and focusing and concentrating your mind on your goals and dreams that you have written down. And with Clear Talk, of course, we bring in the added assistance of getting you first to focus on and concentrate your mind on the current life situation that you have right now. And we make the distinction that you're not just focusing on the current life situation in the universe, as we say, but you're focusing and concentrating on your thoughts about the current life situation. And this is a very important distinction. We are creating our reality, Buddha says, from our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. And so what we're doing by studying together in this advanced module, what we're doing is we are looking at, first of all, the thoughts that we have about the life that we're currently having, which gives us some kind of a clue to what are the thoughts that are behind the reality that we currently have right now. And this is something, again, I'm just pointing things out so far in the teleseminar today for you to notice. Just notice this, notice that. I'm, you know, having you notice things. And we've only been, you know, 15 minutes of our talk today, and we've covered a lot of ground. We've said a lot of things to notice. And this is one of the other things to notice, is that in meditation, they'll do something which is called observing your thoughts or observing your breath. Some forms of meditation do not involve observing. It's different, but that's very common, to observe your thoughts. Now, what we discovered in creating Life Transformation System Z and the Clear Talk Manifesting Method is that when you just simply write down or declare the thoughts that you have, divided up into each one of the 12 areas of your life, about the life that you're having right now. You know, you describe something like what kind of a house you live in, or how you're feeling about a certain situation, or simply just state what your job is or where you work. These things seem so ordinary. They seem so natural. It seems like you're just having a conversation about your life, as if you know, were meeting a friend that you hadn't seen for a long time and catching them up on where you're at and what's going on. And it just seems like, well, you know, you're big deal. You know, you're just talking. But what you're doing is, and you're, when you're in the universe, when you're declaring in the universe, you know, in the area of X, you know, whatever the area that you're speaking of, and then you declare your thoughts, you're actually examining and penetrating into the very depths of yourself inside of you, using your abilities, which, again, seems so natural that you can even speak, is an ability that took a long time to train, or if you're writing in the universe, whether it's on the left side of a paper, or whether it's something that you're declaring as you look at the electronic workbook and the 12 symbols, or whether you're doing it in your head, you are doing something really, really powerful, because you are focusing and concentrating on focusing and concentrating. And you are focusing, you're looking at, you're examining, as you're doing it, you're declaring your thoughts about the reality you have right now. And so this, again, is something that I would like to, as we are pausing here in the middle of our 12-week, I can't say discussion, because it's more than that, because I'm not only talking about it, but making suggestions about, you know, put this in your manifesting script, this word or this phrase, or look at the collective thoughts. And I know that most of the people that are involved with being in this program are doing this, and you're having things happen because you're working with your thoughts. And so here's another thing that I am pointing out, that not only are you observing, which is a form of advanced focusing and concentrating, if you will. You see, in yoga, there are many levels of concentrating the mind. There's not just concentrating the mind. There are many levels of concentrating the mind. And focusing and concentrating on focusing and concentrating, or to put it in other words, in relationship to the Clear Talk Manifesting Method, when you're looking at in the universe, you are like looking at your thoughts. So you see, you're focusing and concentrating on the thoughts you have about the life that you have right now. And I hope that I'm getting across to you how advanced it is for you to be doing that. Because it seems pretty kind of like everyone's just pushing ahead, like, I just want to get the results, I want to get the manifestation, I want to get $1 million in my bank account, and people have a lot of feelings as you're doing this. Because as you focus and concentrate on just simply the thoughts that you're having right now, let alone then going into your own universe and doing this whole magical interaction between the thoughts you're having about the life you have right now, and then imagining and generating new thoughts about what would be better than that, and then even further than that, you're focusing and concentrating on in time and space, as time and space unfolds from the time that you first focused and concentrated on these things, and then you're tracking it as time unfolds. You see, when you imagine that you have a new car, by first starting off and describing your situation in the universe in the area of transportation of a body, and then you imagine what would be better than that, and what you imagine is better is, let's say, a new car, and then the new car shows up in your reality, or something along those lines shows up, and then you continue to examine that as now, you know, what are your thoughts about that in the current reality? You can see that more and more the complexity of what you're doing. We have, you know, made it a simple process. to do the clear talk each day. And people will just be like, oh, well, I'm doing my clear talk each day. I'm doing my left-right list each day. Or, you know, I haven't been doing it as much as I want to be doing it. But one way or the other, if you're on this call, you're probably doing it, either the clear talk manifesting method or working with your thoughts. And what I'm, again, trying to step back and have, like, a look. What are we exactly doing here? And hopefully, as you're listening and as I'm explaining some of these things, even though I'm going very quickly and covering a lot of things very quickly, that we've actually are taking all of last week and all of this week in the middle of this whole 12-week Tulsa seminar, we're taking our time, actually. We're really taking our time to stop and pause and look at what we're doing in order to balance and stabilize. I've always been very focused on the application and the doing of working with thought power rather than the philosophy. And so even today, even though we're trying to step back, there's a lot of energy and manifestation and phenomena and feeling and emotion. There's a lot going on because we've stimulated a lot to go on since we first started back in February 22nd. And even earlier in the pre-launch, we stimulated a lot of things to happen. And so now here we are, and things are happening. There is a process unfolding, which will continue to unfold until the end of the 12 weeks. And then there will a complete sort of body of work, if you will, a complete energy container or energy effect will have a chemistry, if you will, almost an electronic, something will have been built inside of you. A transformation will have occurred, which I consider to be the seed of what you needed to do in order to have all those goals and dreams 100% come true for you. The inner work that was needed, the inner change to become the person that has the goals and dreams that you had written down when you first started. The goals and dreams that perhaps since we first started with this in February 22nd of 2008, you had written down a certain list or menu of things that you were asking God, Goddess, all that is, and the universe to deliver and bring into your reality. How often have you reminded yourself that by asking for your external reality, even if that means, you know, that you want to feel differently about something or have different experiences or different people in your life in all these 12 areas, all these things that we're asking for to have manifested, these are just simply the language of saying that I want to be a different person. When I write out, as I have in my electronic workbook, in each one of the 12 areas, I have quite a few pages of imagination. And if I look at that, and if you look at yours, however you have it declared or set forth in writing, your goals and dreams, as I've been calling them, if you look at all that as the best way, the best language that there is for describing to yourself at all the levels of yourself, your subconscious as well as your conscious, your non-conscious levels, this listing of your goals and dreams, I believe, is an attunement with your most positive future as best as you can get in touch with it right now. But it's also, in other words, a request to be a different person. And this is something that I'm just underlining over and over again today and last week, is that you are asking, when you write these goals and dreams, when you focus your mind on these goals and dreams, you are asking to be a different person. And this is a beautiful thing, because if we were just simply focusing and concentrating, you would be guided and directed by inner forces that would be stimulated by simply focusing and concentrating to move along a path of enlightenment or self-improvement, if you will. You would just naturally and spontaneously, if you just simply each day or most days did something like a form of meditation without getting involved with your thoughts about your current life or manifesting or law of attraction, if you just simply focus and concentrated, you would trigger, and as you continued to do it, you would push along a dynamic inner process which would continue to direct you and move you into more and more of what people call enlightenment or self-improvement, just simply from focusing and concentrating, or as people say, meditating. What is different about our process is that in order to, and because of the examination of the process of meditation and the effects that occur when people meditate, we want it to accelerate and improve and ameliorate and speed up and do all kinds of, get the whole enlightenment thing, the whole benefit of meditating and focusing and concentrating to happen in, let's almost say, an exponential, accelerated fashion, and to meet many of the challenges that the people that have meditated before us have encountered. And somehow this isn't something that we just made up. This is something that just seems to be happening all over the world. There's obviously, we're not the only ones here with Life Transformation System Z that are involved in, you know, the law of attraction and manifesting and focusing and concentrating like this in order to use our focusing and concentrating, not in some kind of a monastery or where we step outside of the normal everyday life, but we're doing this high-powered meditating and focusing and concentrating inside of ordinary everyday life. And this is why we're having extraordinary experiences, because we are doing something different. That's very unusual. In the past, my understanding is that people who would do this intensity of meditating, so to speak, would normally be in an environment like a monastery or something like that, where you literally are separating yourself and taking yourself out of everyday life, and often, you know, being, having your basic needs taken care of by the group or organization or wherever you're doing that. And so this is different, because here we are where you have to pay the bills, take care of the kids, you know, deal with all of the feelings and relationships and career and cars and TVs and advertising and everything that's part of ordinary life. Meanwhile, you're doing this intense spiritual work, if you will. I'd like to say this is the more focusing and concentrating in the modern world on manifesting and the law of attraction is perhaps the most spiritual thing that anyone could do. Because I feel certain that the reason that we incarnated as spiritual beings into the material plane is so that we could have the experiences of what it feels like to do whatever it is that you're doing in your life. So if that is, you know, partly guided by your destiny or your karma or your soul, however it's happening, your material experience is primarily in order that you can have your spirit, your spiritual being, can have some kind of experience of these things, whatever that is in your case or in my case. And it can be very, very elaborate and complex, obviously, because for one thing, most people spend a long time here, relatively speaking, on the planet. You know, but from the time you're born until the time you leave, it's quite a bit of time. It's more than a weekend for most people. It's more than a two-week vacation. Like, we stay here for a long time, and so it's time to have a rich experience, to have a lot of experience of material things. And I feel, therefore, that when people employ the law of attraction or manifesting in order to accelerate and amplify your what's happening in your outer material life, what you're really doing, and again, I'm addressing the process, rather than, you know, talking about collective thoughts and what can you do this week, you know, to keep moving forward with the program, I'm saying the fastest and most accelerated thing we can do last week and this week is to step back and just examine, like we are today together and in your own time, just let it happen to be examining the process that you're in, like I've been doing today, saying, look at what we're doing. Look at what we're doing. Isn't this amazing? Isn't this something? And what is this something, you know? So, of course, I've asked you to examine your own personal process, meaning look at some of the things that you've manifested in the time leading up to February 22nd, if you were involved with the pre-launch, and since February 22nd, you know, how did things kick into gear when we started that first teleseminar. What happened? What didn't happen? What was disappointing? What was fantastic? What blew your mind? What got you confused? What really, you know, knocked you down on the floor and made you go, oh my God, what was that? What's been happening? And sometimes it's really not possible to understand it, but it is possible, as we do all along, to focus and concentrate and form thoughts in the universe, in your current reality, about what's happening. Now, of course, if you're doing clear talk and you're doing it most every day, then as you've been going through this program, each time that you do in the universe, you are already doing what I'm asking you to do. You're looking at the process because you're declaring in the universe, and as each day you're maybe manifested something to be like, oh, well, in the universe, and something new is in the universe because it wasn't there before you started the program. You know, I manifested a new computer, for example. So when I do in the universe, if I choose to address the fact that I have a new computer and my experience of that, being like, well, how I manifested it and what I'm thinking and feeling about, well, what am I going to do with it now and why do I have it and how does that change my office and how has my life changed since I got this new computer? And many other things much bigger than that. In fact, the most profound dreams and wishes that I have ever had in my life have materialized in ways that have shocked me, stunned me, delighted me, and given me so much to deal with that I feel certain that we're definitely doing something here, at the same time as it's important to go beyond just the focusing and concentrating of continuing to do my process in the universe, and then to transform it into what I imagine is better. The demand for doing that is more intense. Of course, you can stop at any time, but I think for most of the people who are involved in this program, that the excitement and the adventure is to let the process unfold all the way to its completion. And because this is an advanced module, most of the people who are involved actually have the ability. You have the staying power. You have the focus and concentration, you know the clear talk method that well enough that you can stick with it, you can stick to it. You have the flexibility, you have the patience, you have the self-forgiveness, you have the emotional ability to go through the transformation that you're going through using the method to stabilize and balance you. And this is a beautiful thing, and I commend you for that, and I remind you that that's what you're doing. Because I'm finding that, and this is why in week 7 and 8, we are doing this. We're just not only continuing to, hopefully, each person to do in the universe and in my own universe, in your private work, to balance and stabilize what's happening, but we're also, in these 2 weeks, stepping back and even looking at all of that as just something that we're doing. You know, what am I doing here? Why am I doing this in the universe, in my own universe? Is this really working for me? How is this working for me? What is this doing to me? What kind of a person I am that I'm involved with this type of a thing? You know, what am I doing with my life? This is the idea that I put forth before last week in the blog and last week in $1,000,000 7, the teleseminar, and which I'm discussing with you again here now for more than half an hour, which is that, you know, it's very, very important to ground, if you will, and to feel the emotions and to look at the situations and to take the time to do this. You have time to do this before next week when we move on and get back into, if you will, the program from the point of view of moving forward to continue manifesting those goals and dreams that you have by doing something incredibly powerful, something that is almost forbidden and taboo in even other circles of manifesting, something that people fear more than anything when it comes to manifesting is the negative thoughts. And so it's important to look at this process that you're in to develop perhaps more self-acceptance, more self-love, and just a relaxed attitude that comes from knowing that you're doing something here. You're not caught up in something. You're not being forced. You're choosing. You're experimenting, you're on an adventure, you're on a journey of changing who you are inside using certain technologies of mind power, and you are experimenting with your own life so that you can have experiences and build a bank of experiences about how this mind power stuff really works. And you're definitely working with a very sophisticated and perhaps the most sophisticated that's available technology and involved with people in this. And that's important to note as well, because sometimes you might wonder, like, you know, why things are happening a certain way or how it is that you're feeling or what's going on. We put a lot into this. We made it so that it's very, very, how could I say, innocuous. Like, you often are doing hundreds of times more than what you think you're doing when you're following our system, because we incorporated many, many, many different things, and then we would make it so concise that it becomes transparent, a lot of the things that you're actually doing. So it's very accelerated, it's very transparent, it's very elegant, it's very sophisticated, and it's very powerful. And that's why in the early teleseminars we were warning you about the safety and, you know, being careful and all of that. Not because it's dangerous, but because it's important, as we are doing now, to just notice the power, not only of your mind, but the power of using these particular technologies which employ mind power for your benefit, for your highest good, for your most positive future, for the highest good of all concerned. We are employing mind power in a certain way. Not only are we using it, but we're doing it in a certain way. All right, we're going to move on to talking about negative thoughts. So in terms of continuing with your homework, or what I recommend in order to stay balanced and most efficient and effective as you and we and I move towards the final week 12, which is not that far away. It's 5 weeks away and we'll be there. There's just a few notes I want to put out there. So continue to look at your process, and if you can, write that down. Write it in the comments section on the blog, or at least write it in your own journal, or just grab a piece of paper and write it down if you can. If not, sit back and think about it, or just let it drift through your mind, or have some dreams about it. But give yourself the time and space up until next Saturday, the teleseminar a week from now. Give yourself more time and space to reflect, to allow your guides, however it is best for you, on what it is that you're doing here and how you're feeling about it and how you're thinking about it. Just simply look at the process a little bit longer of this that you're going through, that you've initiated, that you've engaged, that you're in the middle of or past the middle of with this manifesting. And the more that you can do that, in a way, detach yourself from the process and look and observe the process, I think the greater spiritual power, the greater strength you will find in terms of not only the things that you wanted to manifest when you entered this program, but for the rest of your life, you will gain a tremendous, tremendous power. And so this is just sort of like a secret extra benefit that is hidden here in week 7 and week 8, if you can accomplish looking at the process. And it doesn't matter, how or how well or not how difficult. It's just if you make your best attempt to look at your process, to feel your process, to accept the process that you're in. And sometimes accepting can even be not accepting, but you're just allowing that I'm doing something here, things are happening, and just noticing that rather than just being completely overwhelmed or involved with it. So the difference between, being completely focused on being involved with this and sort of stepping back and looking at, oh, I'm doing something here. That is the magic right there, that separation or that detachment from what you're doing temporarily. And then you can plunge back into it again, and boy, are we going to plunge you back into it. And I'd like you to start that as well if you haven't already. I've started it, and I found in the first few days of writing down my negative thoughts in a left-right list, not just about this program, but just anything that's there. Because almost for sure, people who are involved in this program are manifesting things with more intensity and success than you ever have in your life before. And because of the law of polarity, what that's doing is then triggering some of your negative thoughts, which could be, you know, it can also be triggering fears. It could be triggering along with all the good things. So you see, it's important that we balance and attend to and care for some of these negative thoughts, so to speak. So we have a licensed psychologist who is planning to come with us on the call next week, and that's also my mother, Devika, D-E-V-I-K-A, Devika Eifert. We have a different family name because I changed mine, but we are involved in, we're going to bring her in because she offered. This is just a wonderful thing that happened. She offered at the beginning of the program to help people with their negative thoughts, and she's going to appear and work with us and make some suggestions, and I will also be speaking about negative thoughts and how to handle them. So for the rest of the time today, what we're going to do is just start to prepare you for that. And I'm going to remind you that I have asked you in the blog, and you, if you haven't read that, or this is the first time you're hearing it, then a little bit differently than normal, what I'd like you to do in addition to your normal manifesting procedure with the clear talk or whatever you're using and adding the collective thoughts is to get a piece of paper, draw a line down the middle, and do the in the universe, in my own universe in a slightly different way than you normally would. I'd like you to, just between now and next week, and then we'll have you continue this after next week up until I guess it would be week 10, where we have something very, very special planned. So we want to get you, we want to get these negative thoughts cleared, balanced, and brought to the surface in order to empower and intensify your manifestations. That's the reason why we're doing it. The negative thoughts, now that we're pretty far down the road of working with changing you and changing your reality, therefore, we want to go for some of the deeper stored energy that is often stored in the negative thoughts. The reason that the negative thoughts contain so much energy is because, for whatever reason, in our society and in our world, we have been trained that the negative thoughts are forbidden and taboo, and you shouldn't think them, and you shouldn't have them, and you shouldn't say them, and you shouldn't write them. But the positive thoughts are so wonderful and so fantastic, and of course, that's all you should ever have is positive thoughts. Now, clearly, this is not what I believe in, even though is very much true. You know, if you could theoretically just have positive, so-called, have, you know, productive, healthy, wonderful, clear thoughts all the time, then you would have a reality that goes along with that. But the reality, the actual practical reality, the application, remember, is what's always been important to me, and so I've become an expert not on mind power, but on the application of mind power. You know, and some things about how this all works, people ask me, they say, well, do you know this or have you heard that? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I never heard of it. They go, well, I thought you were an expert on all this. I'm an expert on applying mind power. I may very well be one of, if not, you know, the world's foremost authority on applying mind power, but it doesn't mean that I've, like, manifested, you know, this or that or done things the way people think I would or should or have, or it doesn't mean I don't still have fears or things like that. It just means that I'm very practiced. I've spent a lot of time working with and researching what happens when you actually apply this stuff and how to apply this stuff in a way that you get reliable results. It doesn't mean that this isn't still the hardest thing to do on the face of the earth. That's what the ancient teachers have given us as a legacy with this mind power stuff. It doesn't mean that I don't think I should just quit and stop doing this. Why would I want to do the hardest thing that there is? Well, because that's part of my destiny, part of my karma perhaps, or it's part of my freedom that I decided that I wanted to do that, or I was led to it. It's not that important. What's important is that I am doing it, and I've been doing it for a long time. But I wanted to make that distinction for you, you know, in the sense of being an expert on mind power, I'm an expert on applying mind power. And so these things that I'm saying about working with negative thoughts is not something I want to enter into some kind of a philosophical battle with people about, you know, whether it's right or whether it's wrong, but simply to say that if you think about it from a pure point of view, everything is just energy, and one person's negative is another person's positive. You know, to use a collective thought, they say one man's poison is another man's porridge, or pudding, if you will, or something like that. So it's not possible to really truly declare that something is across the board negative or positive in terms of thoughts. But it's very easy, you might think, for you to determine what's a negative thought or what is a positive thought. However, what I discovered when I focused on that a few days ago, and here's how I want you to do the exercises, not only get the piece of paper and write your negative thoughts one by one, don't outpour them in this big, you know, dump. Just contain them, because I know you're good at that. Just contain it. Just put like a line, you know, on the left side of the paper in the universe, just put a line. You know, here's one negative thought. Then go down and do the next, and then do the next. And do not, please, do not write more than one piece of paper without balancing the whole sheet of paper out. Early on in working with Clear Talk, I used to do my left sides on paper like that, and I would do pages and pages of them, and then sometimes I'd just leave those pages, you know, laying around my apartment while I then went about my life, and I'd notice how things would just go crazy, and it wasn't pleasant. And then I'd think, you know what, I've got these like open left sides that I haven't balanced out within my own universe yet. And that happened, you know, enough times that I decided to respect the power of writing down on that piece of paper what's happening in my current reality without going through the complete process and balancing it out on the right-hand side. I mean, let me put it another way. If you are talking to somebody and you just simply, this is why Clear Talk can be so effective in couples or in relationships. The difference between just telling somebody, you know, what you think or how you feel and doing that and never doing anything other than that, and telling them what you think and feel, and they know that you're doing a process, a Clear Talk process, and once you're finished telling them what you think and feel, you're then going to tell them what you imagine is better than that. And the experience of how that feels compared to when you just straight up tell somebody what you're thinking and feeling, you know, is very, very different. If I say, wow, this workshop and this 12-week teleseminar is so, you know, challenging and scary and frightening for me that I don't even know if I want to continue, and then that's all I ever said, you would all be very disturbed, like, wow, you know, and that would affect you. But if I said, and in my own universe, the 12-week teleseminar, Have You Manifested $1 Million, is the most exciting, the most wonderful, the most productive, and excellent thing that I've ever done in mind power, and I have certainly produced and shared and delivered the material in the most excellent way that I ever have before, helping people to get on the path of excellence in their manifesting more than ever before in my own universe. So there I've balanced it out. So what I want you to do is write down these negative thoughts that you're having about anything at all in your life. And the more intense, the more negative, the more toxic, the more poisonous, the more awful, the more terrible, the better. The thing is that please, please, please be absolutely careful not to have run-on sentences, not to, like, just dump it, because it will be too difficult to balance it out on the right-hand side of your paper. And this is why we're also asking you to not do this in your normal Clear Talk work, but to get paper and do it on the side of your normal Clear Talk that you're doing. I want you to keep doing your manifesting, you know, each day as you have been doing it, or more or better than you have been doing it. But on the side, I want you to get this paper, get a bunch of paper actually, and even if you only do, you know, one or two items, or do a bunch. I got a whole stack of paper and started writing, and a lot of paper isn't filled in yet, and I've done like 3 or 4 pages. And everything is balanced out. Like, the most you should do is one sheet left side and then do all the right sides. Then you're ready to move on to the next sheet. And do not rip the paper in half like we normally do. I want you to hold this. I want you to hold it like that. You'll never read it to anyone. We're not going to ask you to share it. When we get to the negative thoughts, Devika is going to give you some instructions about how to handle negative thoughts, so by that time you'll have all these negative thoughts written out on your paper. So I hope you can see now where this is leading, this exercise. And I'm really excited because I've got, you know, my negative thoughts on the paper, and it's not safe to just write your negative thoughts and hold them on a piece of paper. And so you're using the Clear Talk method to balance them out. So you're actually energizing what you imagine is better. You know, so you put on the piece of paper, you know, in the universe, I'm sick and tired of, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and in my own universe, I'm healthy and relaxed about, you know, X, Y, Z situation. Then it's already in the thought form held in balance on the piece of paper. And many, many hidden magical things are happening. One of which is that by holding both sides, and in this case, meaning the left side is primarily supposed to be negative thoughts, or what you think are negative thoughts, you'll have a tremendous inner change happen about your perception of what is negative and what is positive. A lot of the negativity charge will release just simply by holding the thoughts. Like, I could write on a piece of paper that I'm sick and tired, and in my own universe, I'm healthy and energized, or healthy and alive, or what, however it is in my own universe that I decide to put it down. And I could hold that piece of paper, which says on the left side I'm sick and tired, and on the right side says I'm healthy and relaxed, or healthy and energized in my own universe. And both of them there are going to work together. The energy that is behind the so-called negativity and the energy that is behind the so-called positivity are going to circulate and flow. And I know that my describing this to you is one thing and you're experiencing it is another thing. So this is why it's not necessarily important for you to put like hundreds and hundreds of negative thoughts on the paper and then reverse them and have pages and pages. The reason I said that as a suggestion is that you're going to find out if you do this, that this may very well be the turning point, the switch that throws all your manifestations into really high gear. In many cases, this is going to bring through some of those really big things that haven't come through yet. Most of you, I expect, have already experienced some manifestations. Some should be some of the most phenomenal that you've had yet. However, I'm quite sure that nobody has got the manifestations that you're looking for yet, because I don't think, from my sensing of the process that we're going through so far, that what's needed to happen first is a kind of building up to, clearing out. Some of the manifestations you've been getting so far, no matter how great they are, I expect they are simply the stepping stones, like getting certain things in place for, by the time we finish the 12 weeks and thereafter, you to experience more of your dreams coming true than ever before, more wonderfully, more clearly, more happily, with more understanding, more peace. And so we're in a process, and I want to get you through it. And the very most important thing that we're moving into now, as we're finishing, you know, as you go through this week coming up, you're going to be finishing looking at the process, that stage of the 12-week teleseminar, and moving into now having the confidence and the knowledge and the understanding and the ability to actually put down some of your most awful, horrible, negative thoughts as you consider them to be, and writing them out and then balancing on the piece of paper and experiencing how this releases tons and tons of energy that you need to release in order for the energy to find its way into those manifestations that you have listed in your regular manifesting work. So, you may be feeling all kinds of different things, and these negative thoughts is the place to handle some of that. Looking at the process is the first step, and where you're looking not just at negative thoughts, but you're looking at all the positive things that have happened, just the experience in general. But the negative thought part, the negative thought piece, is about really digging in to some of the things that may have been stopping you your whole life long of having your dreams come true. And it's safe for you to do that if you just remember what I said. Do not write them and leave them on the paper without balancing them out. I would suggest in the same sitting. So you have to have enough mental concentration and enough mental focus, because sometimes what happens when people start you know, releasing their negative thoughts on a piece of paper is that, you know, you just write and write and write. Like, at first you don't want to say anything because we're taught to keep the negative thoughts hidden and private, which only empowers them more because they just go in the subconscious. So you're actually releasing a lot of the charge off of them by simply writing them in the universe. But then when you balance them out, you're doing real magic with them. You're sending them to empower what you imagine is better. But these papers, these pieces of paper that I'm asking you to develop, the pieces of paper that I have, you know, in my apartment somewhere right now that have the negative thoughts and the balance on the other side already written out and the new ones that I build up before next week, that paper is a magical device that, like a collective thought, which is contributing to the manifestation on the inner planes and then on the outer plane of the very things that you have written in your main goals and dreams. So it always seems so complicated to talk about this, but if you just think about, you've got this list of paper that you're going to produce with negative thoughts on the left side, and then keep them very short, like just point form, like one sentence or two sentences at the most, and then reverse it. You know, or what would you imagine is better than that? And make it very directly related to the negative thoughts so that you're handling the negative thought with clear talk, which is one of the things that clear talk is brilliant at doing. And then as you're building up these paper, because you're not ripping it down the center, you're holding it and building up the energy of this whole negative thought and the reversal of it, the what you imagine is better of it, that is going to become like an entity or an energy like a collective thought, even though it's not a collective thought, which is also going to be teaching you then, that's like a collective thought. It's similar to a collective thought, meaning that it's a thing unto itself, which has an energy, whose energy is going to go into bringing about the interchange and the outer manifestations that in your separate scripts of what you want to manifest, you know, are sitting there waiting, you know, for things to happen or waiting for you to do the right thing or become the right person, that suddenly it can just show up in your universe, in the universe for you in your life. And so we're doing all these things. Remember, the whole point of have you manifested $1 million yet is to amplify, enhance, and boost, using collective thought forms, your manifestations to show up in the universe. This is what makes it such a valuable program, is that you get changes in your life. You get to have things happen in your life using the power of thoughts. And in this case, collective thoughts. So what I'm doing here with this particular special exercise with the negative thoughts, among other things, is getting the energy, getting more energy, getting more power from within you to recircuit and rechannel and rewire into the things that you want to manifest. That's one of the things that's happening here. But another thing that's happening, because remember, I'm sharing with you and guiding you about that collective thoughts are a thing and that you can use them from now on, especially once the program is done and you really get it, you've really completely covered the topic thoroughly with me and with us, and you're now really understanding that collective thought forms are a thing and that you can use them, you can employ them, you can incorporate them to assist you and help you as you're doing your normal, regular manifesting, however you go about doing that. And so these papers that we're going to generate that I already have started, for example, in my apartment here for myself, these papers are like a collective thought form. But it's something that you can sort of more relate to personally, because they're going to be your negative thoughts, your what you imagine is better on paper that you wrote. And I hope that is clear. We're going to wrap it up now by just saying one more time that what you have written when you do this negative thought exercise, and there'll be more help and assistance about negative thoughts that's going to be so impactful and powerful for you, that I also want you to have some negative thoughts written down. so that when Devika starts to tell you and I start to tell you next week about here's some things about negative thoughts and here's how you can handle negative thoughts and here's how that can help your manifesting, you won't have to think out negative thoughts. You won't have to get all disturbed and upset and, you know, feel strange and weird because we're talking about negative thoughts. You'll already have it under your belt. You'll have these pages. You'll realize that you safely put them on paper and that they're actually contributing to your manifesting because you balance them out. Now, if you just made a list of negative thoughts on paper, that would be dangerous. So don't do that. Just do it the way I'm telling you, using the clear talk, but keep the paper with both sides written, and then you'll have some of those negative thoughts safely contained and safely presented so that we can further work with them, or simply you'll be able to come up with even the next deeper level of negative thoughts and use those. So either way that it works, whether you work with the negative thoughts that you come up with on the paper or whether going through that process, you know, clears and lifts out and brings to the surface and into your consciousness some of the negative thoughts that are there right now. And then when we work with Devika, the licensed psychologist that we're bringing in to help us next teleseminar, you may be able to go and penetrate to even deeper layers of negative thoughts and use the techniques and the methods that she shares with us to handle those even deeper negative thoughts in such a way as to support 100% of all your dreams to come true. This is George L. Preslian with the program number 8, million dollar number 8 in the program, Have You Manifested $1 Million Yet? With peace and love, I'm very grateful, and thanks to all the archangels and the God Goddess All That Is, and to all of the forces of goodness and light that are watching over this program and all of the people in it. I'm grateful to everyone who's participating in listening to this, who's here on the call today. Thank you. Thank you, and thank you. Bye for now.